Welcome to the Distro One Podcast, Episode 10, Ticked Off, Bon.
Welcome to the show. This is Justin.
And this is Seth Franzoli, and you're listening to RandomDistribution.com's flagship podcast covering geek culture, t-shirts, artists, and more. And this is the first episode of 2014. This is a 10-minute micro show. And Justin, what do we got on deck today?
Today we're talking Wizard Barristers. It's a new anime series. It's pretty hot off the presses, really. I think we're only about 6 episodes into it. And so far, I really liked it. I was really looking forward to getting an opportunity to share it with you. And I think you've kind of grown to like it as well.
Yeah, yeah. With the six episodes, I know that you found this on Crunchyroll. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I think watching it, even from the first episode, the concept of it was actually really interesting. If you want to talk about the initial premise of Wizard Barristers here,
so what happens in 2018 is this, you know, the time frame this is set in, is that you have wizards running around that have powers, and they live among the normal humans. They call the wizards Wuds, W-U-D, yeah. Which nobody knows what that means yet. I'm not sure if it's like some sort of slang term
like a wizard in Japanese. I mean, it almost seemed like an acronym when you first watch it, but
I don't think it is.
No,
unless they just haven't gotten that far into it. But they have police that specifically track and capture and deal with rogue wizards that use magic for personal gain and or to harm others. And actually, magic is fully regulated to the point where you're not even allowed to practice it unless it's in some sort of self-defense or in the defense of others. There's some loophole laws that allow you to actually...
Or if you have like a special permit, depending on your vocation or whatever, to actually use it.
Which brings us to the Wizard Barristers.
Right.
Which are, they are wizard attorneys, and they represent wizards in the magic court of law, where there's not a lot of leeway for fucking up.
Yeah.
Basically, as soon as you are convicted, you are immediately sentenced. And a lot of times the sentencing is death, and it's a pretty nasty way, the way they send you away. You're basically enveloped in magic and then disintegrated.
Yeah, essentially like a disintegration sphere. Yeah, pretty much as soon as as the gavel drops, if you're guilty and your sentence is death, you're done. So they don't mess around at all in the world of Wizard Barristers. So
one of the things that I freaking love about this anime, and I'm a big person I'm a person that really enjoys a good intro to an anime series.
Yeah, you are you're big into that.
This series has a great intro. It's one of my favorites since like Cowboy Bebop. I mean, like,
yeah, that's
it's a really good intro. It's got a bunch of wizards just flying around doing crazy wizard stuff. Each one of the Wizard Barristers has their own sort of specialty of magic. Right. And so they do, you know, sand magic or water magic or
wind
air magic.
Yeah,
and one of the girls in the very beginning, she uses wind magic. And there's this, like, passenger plane that's flying, like a 747. And she just cuts it right in half and it just splits around her. And it's such a really great intro. The main character is a 17-year-old half-Japanese, half-Canadian girl. Her last name is Sudo, and her first name is Cecil, like Cecil, a dude's name with an E at the end.
Yeah.
And she is 17 years old and hired by the Butterfly Law Offices. She's the youngest known wizard barrister ever hired.
Yeah, and she has a very interesting... you don't see her do much in the way of magic, but her one big like one trick pony is she summons what is called the Diaboloid, which is essentially a giant robot mech that she summons with the downside is there has to be metal around, and she essentially just takes all the metal out of the environment to use to construct this Diaboloid, and The only downside is if she's in an environment with no metal, she's out of luck.
Yeah, so. Like the first time you see this thing is great. There's a scene where like she's getting held up and a guy pulls a knife and she casts the Diaboloid and like his knife just starts to like melt away.
Yeah.
And like all of that metal starts to form this Diaboloid and the guy basically runs away pissing his pants.
Yeah, for lack essentially. Of a
better, better way to say it.
Yeah, but it's a pretty, I mean, overall though, granted, you know, Cecil Pseudo is of course the main character. But there's actually a pretty large cast, but as you see it, I mean, as the series progresses, you see like there's many of the characters have a familiar.
Yeah.
So
sort of like an animated, or magically summoned creature that has some sort of like human, traits. And they seem to have different ones and they're kind of animal based, which is kind of classical, wizard lore. Yeah. The familiar or the homunculus. And these ones are all really pervy.
Well, at least classic Pseudo's, Japanese anime fashion. Pseudo has a frog.
Nana Genie.
Nana Genie. Yeah, Nana Genie the frog. And I guess it's a male. It sounds like a male character. But yeah, he never wastes time in... commenting on her figure
or groping.
like massaging. There's a big into massaging, you know, after a hard day's work, but he doesn't really, maybe crosses a line a few times. Like,
and he has like, he calls her Bon.
I guess it seems like a pet name
guess
or
it's
a
some
nickname.
Sort of like pet name or I don't know. It might even be something like, you know, cultural that right. I just don't know because I don't know the language. Yeah. Like they all seem to have one. Like one of the other main characters, he is also a wizard barrister. He has a pig who's his, and like she's really into him, and it's really kind of unnerving. And
yeah,
it's
a little awkward
creepy.
At times. Yeah, and the other female coworker of Pseudo's has the chicken, and she's always mentioning the koke.
Yeah,
like K-O-K-E. It's
kind of
like
that's
like,
kind of like her closing or pet word.
Yeah, like her like to Nana Genie's Bon, she has Koke, and they're like I wish there was more scenes with just the familiars interacting with each other because it just seems like they're kind of interesting, like these kind of pervy, kind of odd characters. Just
and there's a nice plot development that's started, and I don't want to spoil that for anyone, but I would recommend you checking it out. This one is definitely something that. That we're going to continue to watch, and
right.
We wanted to get the word out there for everyone else to watch.
Yeah. So Wizard Barristers gets the Distro 1 thumbs up. So, well, right now you may have noticed a new theme song.
Yeah, and we wanted to tell you about that. We've got John Burkholz. He's a musician from Baltimore. He's currently playing with the band Soul Cannon.
Yeah, he's like the keyboardist for Soul Cannon.
Our new track is Fuck Austin.
That is our opening track. That is the legitimate title of the song. It's Fuck Austin.
So check him out at johnburkholz.com. That's JONBIRKHOLZ.com.
Yeah, and you can find also his band Soul Cannon on Facebook, on Twitter. I know they've got a MySpace and Reverb Nation page. So we just want to send out a big thank you to John for just handing us a track. Like, hey, pick whatever you want. He's like, oh, this is great. Can't say, you can't speak highly enough for the guy. Like, he's a really good stand-up dude. So
and
thank you, John.
Don't forget, next show, we've been talking about it forever, Robots.
Yeah, the Robot episode. Our next full-length show, our first full-length show of 2014 will be on Robots. And again, if you liked the anime review, get in touch with us. If you have any recommendations for anime series or anything, please stop by Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. And a lot of other links we'll have in the show notes. And so that's our time, everybody.
I'm Justin.
I'm Franz.
Later.
Later.